This next item is from Curiosity Corner. Curious History and Sweet Attraction of Sally Lunns. Captain Philip Thicknesse was, as his name suggests, a military chap, a British Army officer who wrote several travel guides and mentioned how Somerset folk would sit down to a meal of Sally Lunns or hot spongy rolls made high by burnt butter, and drink 2 to 3 pints of bath water. Not water from a bath, I hasten to add, but spa water from Bath. Thicknesse explains how his brother followed this diet, I must say rather unsuccessfully, and sadly died. But don't let this put you off Sally's buns. Sally Lunns' buns are rather yummy. I can vouch for that. So who was Sally Lunn? Well, historically, her name may actually come from the French soleil et lune, which translates as sun and moon. The Gentleman's Magazine mentions Sally Lunn buns in 1798, and then in 1817, an advert appears, Sally Lunn cakes sold by W. Needs of Bath. Charles Dickens mentions Sally, as does Eliza Acton, who wrote Modern Cookery for Private Families in 1845. Then, in 1936, an artist by the name of Marie Bing Johnson moved to number 4 North Parade Passage, Bath, and opened a tea room, trading as Sally Lunn Limited. Marie told everyone that she found an ancient document above the fireplace behind a secret panel. It explained, allegedly, that Sally was a French Huguenot refugee who had arrived in Bath around 1680 with the recipe for the famous buns. Whilst I'm a stickler for history, I also love a good story, and as such, whether true or not, Marie sadly lost this important document. In support of this, April 25 to 27 in 1942 saw the Luftwaffe bomb Bath in 3 separate raids, and the nearby assembly rooms were seriously damaged. In fact, around 400 people were tragically killed and over 19,000 properties in Bath were damaged. So maybe history has been harsh on Marie. All I can say for sure is that this delightful little tea shop offers delicious buns and even boasts a museum. The building dates back to the 17th century and the basement floor dates to around 1137. It may have been used as a bakery on a small scale in the 17th century, although most likely not commercially. So, who was Sally? I really don't know, but that doesn't stop thousands of visitors descending on Sally Lunns every year. As for recipes, recipe books from the 17th, 18th and 19th centuries are sought after, and certainly make a pretty penny. A copy of E. Kidder's Receipts of Pastry and Cookery for the Use of His Scholars, 1720, will set you back just shy of 3,500. The afternoon tea book, How to Make Tea, Coffee, Chocolate Cake, Scones by Agnes Maitland in 1912, is on sale for £245. If you would like to make your own Sally Lunn buns, you'll find the recipe, but it is best eaten, I think, from a William and Mary table and a Delft plate sat on an elm settle. I know I can sell you these things, of course, and perhaps I'm a tad eccentric, but my goodness, the lemon meringue bun puts the D in delicious. And that was written by Andrew Blackall.